real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Today, I'd like to talk about your windshield. A lot of people are concerned when they park their cars, then they put up that shade or stuff on the windshield held up by the sun visor to block out the sun. Well, folks, that's all obsolete. Go to Pro Tint Hawaii, and he has a clear tint that goes on the front windshield that cuts out all the sun rays. And it's cool. You don't need to put that shade anymore to protect your dashboard. They now have a 3M clear tint that cuts out all of the heat. It's amazing. I ran across them at the SEMA show, and it's awesome. Pro Tint Hawaii has it. And Pro Tint's number, 341-9798. 341-9798. Okay? It's awesome. It's also cooler when you're driving. The sun rays don't come in. It's cool. Okay? I have been trying and still trying to get HCNS, Maui Sugar, to get and go with ethanol. Ethanol is energy. Energy is your number one industry in the world. Energy is like electricity, the same thing. Making ethanol for fuel and making electricity from the bagasse. The bagasse is the leftover after you refine the first batch of ethanol. You get the bagasse and you refine it and make another batch of ethanol, which powers the electric power plants. Is far better than the oil they're using, 100 times better. Most of all, it's free. It's free, folks. It's the rubbish of making the ethanol. That's a no-brainer. Okay? Then, when I talked to them the last time, they said it's too expensive to make ethanol. $4 and some odd cents per gallon. That's wrong. It's 23 cents. If you don't know what you're doing, yes, it's very, very costly. But instead of sitting down and finding out the right way to do it and to jump into this, instead of keep doing with sugar, I mean, it's common sense. You cannot compete against the Philippines, Mexico, and every place else in the world. Mexico, Philippines, labor cost is low. How are you going to compete for sugar like that? You got to change and go into ethanol. Make ethanol. Ethanol brought Brazil out of third world back in 1955. So why isn't the rest of the world going with ethanol? I don't understand it. It's really, really super frustrating. So I don't know. But I'm hearing that the Philippines are very interested in going and switching from sugar to ethanol. Making ethanol from sugarcane. And if you go and check in history, when Henry Ford made the first car, he made the statement that ethanol would be the best fuel for the world. But nobody was listening. Oh, they were listening to make gasoline. Yeah. I don't know why. The gasoline's exhaust is carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide eats oxygen, pollutes the world. It eats up the ozone layer. Ethanol's exhaust makes oxygen and adds to the environment. We need oxygen, don't we? I don't know. It's very frustrating. Rain-X your windshield and all your glass, folks. Rain-X is the best thing. The water beads off and it's easier for your wipers to wipe the windshield. Okay? Now there's a new battery that we're recommending. It's the North Star. You can check with Battery Bill. He has the North Star batteries. Okay? Those batteries are good because when they die, you can recharge them. Whereas with the Optima, you cannot. The Optima red top battery, once it dies, it's history. Not the North Star. Okay? And there's a new wax that we're bringing in. It's Aero Wax. It's an aircraft wax, and it is excellent. I've been trying it to see how good it really is. It's really super duty. It's aircraft wax. So it should be good because I don't think you want to be waxing that plane every month. Okay? Crestec Cleaning Center has another wax. It's a liquid wax. You wash your car with water. Then you apply this wax all over, spread it all over the car, and then hose it off, wipe it dry. That's it. There's no buffing it or anything. Very, very easy. Crestec Cleaning Center has it. And Crestec's number is 942-2500. 942-2500. Crestec is located on Kapilani Boulevard next to McKinley Car Wash. Okay? And if you need a good car wash, go to McKinley Car Wash. Perfect. Excellent. Okay? Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Question, comment, or whatever. Okay? And folks, please slow down and think. Have value for your car. If you don't value your car, yeah, you drive like a maniac. You don't care if it gets damaged. But slow down. The other thing that you, the people of Hawaii, have to do, I can't do it, but you, the people of Hawaii, can. Call your representative, city council, whoever. And tell them to get rid of safety check. Get rid of safety check. 40 states don't have it. Why should Hawaii have it? It's not been done right. It's not been enforced. And it's just ripping you off for more money. Get rid of safety check, folks. Why do we have to be the last state to do that? It's because people of Hawaii don't get involved. Well, you know, you got to get involved before it's too late, folks. Okay? Look at that governor. He brought up another safety check for mopeds. And the reason he brought that up is for the loud exhaust. Well, let me tell you, any of you out there ever went to get safety check and did they ever test your exhaust, how loud it is? Give me a call. 524-1080. They never check exhaust. So what the heck is this governor trying to do? He's making safety check for mopeds because of the exhaust. It's not going to take away that loud exhaust. It doesn't take it away from the cars. So, I don't know. I don't know where his governor got his brains, I tell you. I just call it like it is, folks. I got nothing against the guy. It's just what they're doing to the people of Hawaii. Okay? So please, folks, get involved. Okay? Anyway, if you have a question, give us a call. Okay, seniors, it's a little bit off the car track, but seniors are having a hard time. Pay taxes, property tax, tax everything to kill the seniors. Oregon and several other states don't have tax to seniors. Hawaii is supposed to be the Aloha state. The state, the only state that's supposedly friendly to the seniors. But they're not. They're taxing the seniors to death. So, you the people, please get involved. Help the seniors. Okay? They need help. Anyway, back to automotive again. We need to get rid of safety check. And check your shock absorbers. They don't check it in safety check, folks. Shock absorbers is struts, everything to stabilize the car. I just get blown out of shape when I go down the freeway and I see all these cars bouncing like a ball down the freeway.
What happens if you don't fix it and just leave it?
Well, you see, the shocks, if you don't change it and just leave it, you're playing with your life. The shocks weren't put on there just for good looks. The shocks were put on there to keep the car under control. Okay? Okay, now think in your mind, you're going down the freeway at, let's say, 60 miles an hour. The car is bouncing like a ball. Okay? The car in the front cuts in front of you, stops. And on that instant, that second, your car has lifted off the ground because of the bouncy. When it lifts off the ground and you go to slam on your brake, you think you're going to have full tire contact with the ground? No way, Jose. No way. Because you're on the upward swing. You're not hugging the ground. Okay? And the other day, Celine, Steve, and I did a shock absorber change on a truck. And boy, folks, I never saw that in my life. The shock fell apart. It fell apart. Now, if this thing had fallen apart on the freeway, that truck would have rolled over. Okay? A lot of accidents happen like that, and the police department all say speed and alcohol is the factor. You know, I don't care if you're Mario Andrade or whatever. If the shock falls off, you cannot control it. You'll flip the vehicle. But was it under safety check? No. The truck had just had safety check done. So if they're not going to check everything like they should, and if they're not going to enforce it like they should, get rid of it. It's an accident ready to happen. You, the people of Hawaii, need to take responsibility of your own vehicles. And when you have it serviced, check it. Have it checked. Have everything on the suspension checked. This is so dangerous. It scares the heck out of me. When I see cars going down the freeway, bouncing up and down, and the drivers don't even think. Ah, I cannot believe this. It's unreal. Anyway, it's break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great. Let me do a quick check on our accident count for the day. And I see that since the show start, we have 3 parking violations and 1 collision.
Okay.
So we're, hey, it's better after the holidays. Maybe everybody listened to me and slowed down.
Fat chance.
But, you know, you were talking about why the governor and the mayor wants to put the mopeds on safety inspection.
Mm-hmm.
You know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But how much are they going to charge for safety inspection?
That's right.
And you just added a whole bunch of people. You could now charge another, what is it, $15.75?
Mm-hmm.
It's always money.
Yep.
No matter what they say, just like for my other example, it's like I told people in Oregon. They said, oh, if you buy a, like, green car with batteries, you don't have to pay for registration. You don't have to park. Guess what happened? Everybody buys those cars, they start losing money. They came back and said, you know what? Forget that. You've got to pay registration and parking.
Yep.
Just like I told you the other thing. People are driving less, using less gas, which the government pushed. But now what does the government want to do? They want to charge you by the mile. But see, folks, they're always going to get the money. That's all you got to remember.
It's because the people don't say anything.
Well, because it's like, you know, sometimes you have to look it in the mirror and go to, like I told you, reality is, hey, if you pay me, I'll be behind moped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just honest. We all got a price. I mean, if it's not going to kill people, I'm like, oh, yeah, I could do that. But anyway, let me get out of here. I'm making Diva George bad now. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Now, here's another thing. And this is a safety thing. And please, folks, please listen. Do not carry loose things in your vehicle. that's boxes and stuff like that. And the younger folks, they have big boom boxes or big stereo speakers in the back window, things like that. Do not leave loose articles in the car. If you get into a bad accident, whatever you have in the car will come flying at you like a missile. A long time ago, on 10th Avenue, a young boy passed away when he hit a bus coming down 10th Avenue, and the speaker in the back of his car came flying forward and hit him in the head and killed him. If the speakers were not in the car, or the speakers were bolted down like they're supposed to be, he'd be alive today. So when are you going to listen? I know. At the funeral. Sad. Okay, who do we have on the phone?
We have Cynthia from Waipahu.
Hi, Cynthia. Hello. Cynthia. We don't have her.
Okay, we have Brent from Manoa.
Hi, Brent.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment on the moped situation.
Okay.
I think a lot of it was driven by complaints of the noise, too, because those things are so obnoxious.
Yes.
And also, you know, I know guys that ride those, and what they do, because you've seen them fly past you at like 70, so it's obviously not a 49-something cc. It's like 125 dirt bike motors and stuff in them.
Yeah.
And so they have to regulate that somehow, because these guys, you know, I'm paying insurance just to have a little motorcycle. You know, I got full coverage insurance, you know, I'm paying registration safety. So why should they rip by me at 70 making way more noise than me, and they don't have to pay anything?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and you know, I probably once a month you hear one of those guys hitting a telephone pole or something.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think they need to regulate it somehow. I don't know if safety inspections is
nope.
The answer.
Safety inspection is a joke, because they're supposed to be regulating the cars too. They don't. You have a motorcycle?
I had a whole bunch of motorcycles. I just sold them because
okay.
I figured my time was coming up soon, so I drive a car now.
Yeah, you have to have safety check for the motorcycle, right?
Yes.
Did they ever rev up your motor and check the sound?
They would start it, but I never had the only bikes I had aftermarket stuff on. I actually sold them before the safety check came up, so I don't actually never took one in with an altered muffler.
Okay. The reason they don't check for the muffler sound and all that is because they all don't have a decimal reader.
Oh.
You need a decimal reader. You cannot say, hey, your exhaust too loud, because you can turn around and say, what is too loud? You need a decimal reader, and that's very expensive. And these people who do the safety check are not going to spend money like that to do a safety check.
True. And two, what I heard too is a lot of the cops ride Harleys, so they don't want any restrictions put on it. Like
exactly.
Or
yep.
Stuff like that.
Yep.
So. All right. Well, anyway, they need to regulate the moped situation somehow. I've had them actually pass me on the freeway at night just hauling.
They're not supposed to be on the freeway.
Yes.
That's the law.
they're kind of out of control. And you look at these guys, like 45, 50 years old. What are you doing on a moped, bro? You know, probably no more license, DUIs, whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, that's my comments.
Okay. Thank you.
Mahalo.
Aloha. Okay.
Okay, let's see if Cynthia's on.
Hi, Cynthia. Hello. Hello? I guess not. Well. Try again. Anyway, there's other ways of regulating the sound for mopeds and stuff like that. But if it's just sound, it's really hard. And safety check is not going to do it. It's something else, you know. But as far as the mopeds on the freeway, it's all illegal, and the police department is supposed to be regulating that, you know, and I don't know. Anyway, going to tires. When you buy new tires, folks, it is not necessary to have a wheel alignment. Okay? A lot of tire companies tell you, oh, you need wheel alignment.
So just balancing the tires are enough?
That's it. You need to buy new tires, you balance it, and that's it. They tell you you need wheel alignment because it's an extra $150 you're going to shell out that they do nothing to align the tires. Nothing. The only time you need to align your tires is if you're driving down the road and the car pulls to the left or pulls to the right. I mean, what I mean by pull, it just keeps pulling and you have to hold it the opposite way. Then that's when you need wheel alignment. If it doesn't do that, you don't need it. It's sickening, folks. These tire companies are ripping you off. They're charging you for wheel alignment when you buy tires to get an extra $150 when you don't need it. Okay? And the other thing that really ticks me off, and I don't know why the human race is like this. Okay? They underinflate your tires so that it wears out faster. If you want to see what I'm talking about, go to Lex Brody, wherever, and look at their old tires. Every one of them, 100% of them, the outer tread is worn out. Not the center. The outer tread is worn out. It's because it's underinflated. They inflate it to 30 pounds or 32 pounds. 32 pounds is in the 50s, folks. There is no such thing as a tire that fills 32 pounds today. Give me a break. The lowest tire pressure today on the market is 44 pounds. The newer tires is 51 pounds. It's technology. It's moving forward. With the tire pressure at 30 pounds or 32 pounds, you cut your tire's life more than half. But the bigger problem is safety. Okay? Because you're not getting the full footprint of your tire tread. You're getting 2 inch on the outer, 2 inch on the inner, and that's it. It's not safe. So, go look at it. The other thing is, the reason they went with a higher tire pressure, when you're going down the freeway, let's say at 45 miles an hour, okay, the tire is mushy, is not stable. So if you have to respond to braking or turning, you'll have a delay because the rim, the metal part of that wheel will move, but the rubber will move later because it doesn't follow the wheel. That's the reason why tire manufacturers have raised the tire pressure to 44 or 51. I'll give you another example. In drag racing that I used to do a lot, the rear tires, we used to run it at 6 pounds tire pressure. Why? Because we wanted it to be soft so that when it leaves the starting line, it doesn't break the tires loose. It's because, you know, it's spongy, mushy. But then the new technology today is not 6 pounds anymore. It's 70 to 80 pounds air. Why? It's because it's safer. Safety is the feature, and it has better traction with higher pressure because it pushes a full solid footprint on the ground. So anyway, I don't know. I can be just saying this and everybody is, I don't like this, I don't like that. Whatever is your life, not mine. Just don't hit my car when you're going down the freeway. Okay, it's break time.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have Gary from Eva Beach.
Hi, Gary.
Good afternoon, George. I've got a question concerning tires. I'm in the market to buy new tires for my Nissan.
Mm-hmm.
And I see where Costco's got Michelin $70 off if you buy four. I also have a relationship with Firestone, so I guess it's either those two or one that you might choose. So I'd like your opinion, please.
Well, I had bad experience with Costco. I don't know where the tires come from. And had very good experience with Lex Brody.
Lex Brody, then?
Yeah.
Okay. And now, should I ask them as far as inflating the tire? With this, I suppose they put nitrogen gas in there, correct?
Okay, the nitrogen gas in there is put in there for a reason. The reason is when they fill it low pressure, the nitrogen does not expand when it gets hot, so it keeps chewing away on your tires. Nitrogen was brought out in the racing industry to keep the tire pressure the same. And the tire people for the street cars looked at it like, wow, that's a good idea. Let's underinflate the tires and let it chew up so they can come back and buy some more. So as far as the Lex Brody or whoever you go to filling it to the right amount, they won't. You have to go to someplace, some service station that has free air and put it up to your own.
Okay, and I think Shell has free air.
Yeah.
But so I shouldn't ask them to fill it up to like 44 pounds like you recommend or no?
No, because they won't do it.
They won't do it.
Yeah, because they're cutting their own throat.
I see. How about the, now you mentioned too before about the date. What about that? What can I do about that?
Yeah, that you can ask for. You can say, hey, before you put the tires on, I want to know what date.
Before you put them on, I should say, I want to know the date.
Oh, yeah.
And what if they say, well, we don't know what the date is. We'll have to go by whatever we have in stock or something.
It's right on the tire. There's an oval shape.
I shouldn't accept anything that's old then.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't buy a bread 6 years old.
Well, what do you consider old?
Tire life is 6 years. So you can decide from there.
Okay, so less than 6 years.
Yeah, yeah. I would try to get 1 or 2 year.
1 or 2, okay.
Yeah.
That's possible. I could do that.
Yes.
1 or 2.
Yes. And where is that number on the tire, and how can you identify it?
I was just going to say that, okay? It's a oval shape on the sidewall, and it has four numbers. The first two numbers is the week. The second two is the year.
Okay. And the other thing, too, I wanted to mention, George, this I am so against this state inspection. There was a car going down the interstate. This was night, like 9, 10 o'clock at night. And they had one taillight, but it had been inspected.
I know.
A lousy taillight. Could hardly see the damn thing going down the interstate.
Yep.
It's just a joke. It absolutely is.
It is.
So why do they even have it other than... Somebody's got to be making money. I don't know who. It certainly isn't the people that are paying the fees.
Well, the people who pay for the safety check, none of the money goes to the city or the state. It's for the mechanic to do the job. But
they aren't doing their job.
Yeah, I know. They don't care. Because if anything happens and there's an accident and a lawsuit, the city and state eats the lawsuit.
Well, if you had a referendum or a petition going, boy, I'd sign it in a minute.
Yes, I'd try to get the people of Hawaii to wake up, get involved, and stand their ground and do something. Because these politicians are just taking advantage of the people of Hawaii.
Yeah, and I used to live in a state that had inspection, and they got rid of it, too.
There you go.
Like you mentioned, all the other states.
Yes. And the big problem with Hawaii's safety sticker is there is a VIN number on the lower right-hand corner. The VIN number is not supposed to be on there. It's like the VIN number is the social security number for the car. You get your phone and take a picture of that. You can go to a good locksmith and he'll make you a key.
Very good, George. I'll keep listening and I appreciate your advice.
Okay. Aloha.
Okay, we have Bruce from Ever Beach.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Okay.
Happy New Year. Hey, I got want to kind of piggyback on what you opened up in your session there. The first, you and I are seniors, right?
Right.
Okay, and you make a mention about, I'm talking about the property tax, you know, got to take care of the property tax.
Yep.
Well, now that, God bless me, I paid off my mortgage a couple of years ago, I still got my own escrow going. And so now I've been keeping up with, your property, you got to keep up with your property tax. So we got the assessment last month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went on and calculated, the property value went up. So what's that? For every, the rate still stays the same. So I called in Friday to validate the estimate. After this second period of 2016, which has come out on the 20th, this month due on February 20th, when that's paid, I still got to set aside the property value increase.
Mm-hmm.
Increase, right?
So yep.
The rate still stays the same right now, but it'll come
it's
out.
It's going to go up.
It's a possibility it'll go up, right?
That's definite.
July. So I went on and started sitting aside $3.50 per thousand. So my property tax went up $111.33 per month.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying is, if you don't keep up with it, then the bill's going to be due right on the 20th of February in August. I'm just saying $111. It doesn't make any difference to them, as the seniors, where they get the money to pay that. I'm living hand to mouth right now off of military pension.
So, well, you find me one politician that really thinks about the people. I mean, truly from the heart, thinks about the people, and does the right job of taking care of the people. And I'll show you a flying Hawaiian donkey.
I hear you.
They don't care.
No. So one of my friends at my church, he when I mentioned that to him last year, and I said the property tax value went up, and he said, oh, it's because of the business. I said, no, it's not because of the business. I said, they got to get the money from somewhere, the revenue, and they either increase the value of your property or the rate or both. So by them, who's that? No, that's the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's Caldwell. Mayor Caldwell.
That's right.
So what reason would he want to raise the value or the rate on the property? For what reason?
He gets more tax.
The tax to do what?
The rail.
Okay, that's what I want to get at. Yeah, the rail, which will never be finished paying for.
Nope.
Never going to finish paying for that.
But the rail is not about rail, you know.
No, it's about... lining pockets or keeping
that's right.
employed.
That's right. Not the business. Employment. Not employment.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to go dig it out and audit that rail, because you're going to find that the condemned land is not with the city.
It's not with the city?
No. The city paid for it, but the city don't own it.
Yeah.
You got to follow the paper trail.
And look at this. As far as the note, never know that it's never taken emphasis that much emphasis that it'll never finish being paid for. And they still, it came out sometime last week about more increase that hasn't been validated yet.
Yep.
Right? Estimated cost. And then, do they really think about what Mufi Hanneman said? He says what's the cost of maintaining and affordability? You got to maintain that rail.
Mufi was the one that signed the bill to do the rail.
Uh-huh. Pushed it for governorship, lost it, and now we're still stuck with it. And that one politician out here in Waipahu, she said, we got to get cars off the road so I can drive it. Drive.
No.
And see, none of those politicians are going to ride the rail.
No. There's a French consultant that did the study way back in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
and he made the study, and he said Hawaii is a special place. Rail will not work because people go here, there, all over the place, and they all have to have a car.
Mm-hmm.
Rail will never work. And I believe him, because he said if you took the cars off the freeway, okay,
mm-hmm.
the people who don't drive will look at the freeway and say, hey, I'll take in my car tomorrow.
Yeah.
So every car you take off, another will take his place.
Hey, check this. Yeah, I hear you on that, George. Check this out. All right. They want to take the cars off the road, and they got, say, for instance, 100,000 cars off the road. Who would be more hurt as far as the damage? What business?
Automotive.
Automotive. That means the dealership selling cars.
Yep.
Employment right there. Mechanics.
They don't care.
And all the people who are go along with, that's like,
well, General Motors. Like I said, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The politicians don't care. It's about their own pocket.
Right. They care, but they care for themselves.
That's right.
They don't care for the people that you mentioned about who live in hand to mouth, off of pensions and so forth. They don't care. So when that rail does get active, and I do take the bus instead of getting a $35 ticket when I go down to pay taxes or do some business downtown Honolulu, I take the express bus and transfers so that, you know, the gas, the traffic, and so forth. I'm gonna ride the bus. I'm not gonna ride that rail. And it irritates me. None of the council people and none of the state legislators who are pushing for this rail are going to ride it.
It's not the fact of riding it. You gotta follow the paper trail.
I hear you.
It's not about traffic. It's not about riding it.
I got you.
It's money.
Right, there'll be a few people riding the rail, but
somebody is making money from that.
Yeah, there'll be a few people riding the rail, but it won't be none of the. What irritates me again, I'm emphasizing, none of the council people and none of the politicians, state legislators will ride the rail, but they're pushing for it because they say the people need it.
No.
People.
They're pushing it for the money in their pocket.
It's the people who you're
we got to go to a station break right now.
Okay, Bill.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my phone.
Okay, we're back. Rolling again. And anyway. Electric cars are not good for your health. Whether you believe it or not, electric cars have EMF, electronic magnetic field. EMF is the biggest cause of cancer. Okay? Electric cars are not allowed in any of the racing organizations, NHRA, NASCAR, any of them, because of safety. If there's a crash, you get electrocuted. It's not safe. EMF is another one. Go check it out. Okay? There's no cheap way. You need to change wiper blades every 6 months. Better for vision. Coolant. A radiator coolant should be 70% water, 30% coolant. Not 50-50. 70-30.
And why is it 70-30 and not 50-50?
It's because antifreeze automatically makes the car run 30 degrees hotter. Okay, way back in 1962, when General Motors made the first Chevy Nova, it could not go from the pier to the dealership. It overheated. So General Motors said, dump the antifreeze and put in only 30% antifreeze and the rest water. And the car ran cool. It ran good. Okay? Antifreeze automatically makes the engine hotter because it's antifreeze. It's for snow.
So why do we even have to put antifreeze in our
radio? Oh, it's for... The antifreeze is a lubricant and a protectant for the cooling system. It keeps it from rusting. So that's the only thing you're using it for. But back in the old days, we used to use this thing called Max. It put it into the water, and it protected the whole cooling system from rusting. But they don't have it anymore, so you got to use the antifreeze, and the antifreeze protects your whole cooling system. But you don't put that much. You put only a little, okay? Because you're using it only for lubrication for the water pump and anti-rust. That's it. Okay? And give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? And again, remove the VIN number from your safety stickers. The VIN number on the safety sticker is not a law. It is not a law, folks. Okay? They put it on so your car gets stolen. No, take it off. All you do is get nail polish remover, brake clean, acetone, anything. Get it on a little Q-tip and rub it off. Okay? A policeman, a few years ago, didn't listen. The rest of his friends and worker, policemen, all took theirs off. He didn't. Well, one night, somebody opened his trunk and took out all of his guns. Then he panicked. It's too late. People always wait too late. Okay? So, remove the VIN number from the safety sticker.
Wait, what does that have to do with opening his trunk? You mean they made like a duplicate key?
I just said that. With the VIN number, you can get a key made with the locksmith. And that one key that opens the doors will open the trunk. Especially those electronic ones with a little button. Okay? The locksmiths make that. And it's coded, and it will open the trunk and the doors. It's a modern way of stealing the car, only in Hawaii. Because only in Hawaii you have that special safety sticker machine with the VIN number. Think, folks. If the government said you had to have your social security on your forehead, would you do it? No. Anyway, all I can say, take it off, and if you don't, whatever, okay? Anyway, check your motor oil at least once a month. If the motor oil is going down and you don't have a leak, okay, that means your octane in your gasoline is too low and your piston is slapping away in the cylinders and passing oil through the exhaust. That is really common. And if you don't do something soon, you will lose the engine. That is the first sign of something happening to your engine, is oil being lost. And no, it's not going to thicker oil will not stop that problem. Okay? Because you got to think, the engine is hot. The thicker oil will thin down like water when it's hot. And it still is going to slap around in the piston and go out. It's the gas. The food that you feed your car is very important. That's why we've been recommending the Shell V-Power. The Shell 92 is the best gas to use. It's the only one that is a 90. Okay? Try it and see your gas mileage increase. Everything will run better. Everything. Okay? So, anyway, all we can do is try. Okay? So, electric cars is high EMF, electronic magnetic field, biggest cause of cancer. Anyway, the electronic rust-proofing device that we recommend is very, very good. Okay? And Harvey Maeda on Kauai has it. And Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. Oh, you can call me, and I have it, at 348-3099.
Is it easy to install?
Oh, it's quite easy to install. But you don't want to leave the wires hanging around. So when I install it, I hide all the wires and hide everything so you don't see it.
Hmm.
But it's very, very good. And Harvey Maeda was the one that turned me on to this stuff. And I love it. It's good stuff.
So what happens if your car is already rusting?
Then it's too late. Okay? Like most people, they're always too late. It's sad.
Yeah, well, wouldn't it stop it from rusting more?
It'll stop the panels that are not rusted, but it will not stop the rust that had already started. That rust will keep on growing. It's like a cancer. Okay? Rust is like a cancer, a metal cancer. So, anyway, it's this time again to thank all the callers that called in and to let you know that this is Hawaii. Please get involved. Protect Hawaii. It's a special place, a very special place. Take care of each other, and please, don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.